The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Danny Clayton's off today. I'm Libby Collins, but Rose Gray is here. And well, what a perfect day to sit by the phone and give us a call on the Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620.
I didn't know where you were going with that. A perfect day for what now?
No, it is. It's a good day to listen to the radio and make a call. You know, I was just thinking about this, though, Rose. 19 years ago today, the day after 9/11, if you had been asked the question, will airlines, the travel industry, ever be the same, ever recover? I would have been surprised at your answer. And I'm sure that a lot of people are thinking this with the COVID restrictions. There's a parallel, isn't there?
To some degree. I actually think that we thought 9/11, nothing could be as horrific for the travel business. I mean, the lives lost aside, let's just talk about the industry itself, that nothing could impact our industry any more horribly than that did. And oh my, we were so wrong, so incredibly wrong. You know, I was very interested to listen to TMJ all day yesterday as Scott Warris and Jeff Wagner and John Mercure did a great job of getting people to call in and text in and talk about what that experience was like. I had my post come up from 2013 when I posted what my memory was. I was on my way to our Sheboygan office and I was listening to Reitman and Miller. And they told me what had happened. I got there. My boss slash mentor slash friend slash owner of the agency came in several minutes later. We had the TV on in the break room. I was making coffee. We were there earlier than everybody else. And this woman who had been in the travel business 30 plus years at the time took my hand and with a tear rolling down her cheek said, "Our world will never be the same." And I thought she meant the world in general, but she was really referring to our world in travel was never going to be the same. And it hasn't. But, you know, many of us said, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to go through this. But then we learn to live with it, don't we? We live with TSA. We live with restrictions where we can't go to the gate with our traveling friends. We have to put our things in a Ziploc bag. We have to go through a TSA. We have to go through metal detectors. We learn to live with that.
We have to sometimes get patted down.
That's right. That's right. But we will learn to live with this too. I truly believe that. And again, everybody that listens know I'm always looking for those silver linings. And on the 4th of September, the number of people that went through the TSA throughout the United States was 968 plus. So we're almost at a million travelers going through the TSA on any given day. And remember, at one point in time in April, we were in five-digit numbers.
Wow.
We were in the 60s and the 50s and the 70s. And we slowly, after March 17th, when the shutdown was, made improvements.
So what does that tell you?
That the general public is ready to travel, that the airlines and the hotels and the car rental companies and the tour operators have done a good enough job of letting the traveling public know what their safety protocols are so that they feel comfortable enough to travel. So, yes, you have to wear a mask. You got to do a few more things and you might not get a meal and you might get treated a little bit differently. But again, the resilient traveling population is not going to let that stop them.
You know, but things like meals on an airplane. Why did that even start to begin with?
Right.
Especially if you're only on an hour and a half or 2 hour flight.
Yep, exactly. And some other silver linings. A week ago, we learned that the major carriers, United, American, and Delta, within several days of one another, decided to drop the $200 change fee. Now, that's huge. Libby, you fly
a lot.
You fly a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, Southwest always had that market cornered. because they didn't charge you a penalty.
That's why we always lose Southwest.
There you go. And so things may be different now. Again, that was a revenue stream for the airline, like a couple billion dollars of revenue every year. But they're willing to forego that to get the traveling public back on their aircraft.
I want to follow up on this because I know there's a lot of bargains out there because people haven't been traveling, but are they here to stay? And we're going to ask you about that. And also, if you've got some questions for Rose Gray, we've got a line open for you on the Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. It's a rainy day. It's a good day to think about where you want to go because, yes, things are going to get better. And I think on a day like this, we're all craving sunshine. So you can give Rose a call right here on WTMJ. It's the Fox World Travel Show.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we've got some questions already coming in on the Accunate Talk and Text line, the Accunate Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We'll get to those in just a moment. But Rose, as far as bargains, I mean, there's got to be a ton of them out there, but are they going to last?
I doubt it, because here's what's going on. As all of the listeners know, my mantra in life with regard to airfares has always been, watch your market, and when you see something that's appealing, buy it, and don't look back. There's nothing worse than going back the next week and finding out it's $70 less than what you paid. Mm. If you felt good about what you paid, buy it and let it alone. Perfect example. For those of you who listen to the show, you know that 2 weeks ago, I got all excited because I bought an airline ticket. Yep, I bought an airline ticket. I have not told the listeners where I am going. I am leaving on the 20th of September for 4 nights. I'm coming back at the end of the week, and then I'm having a guest on the show to talk about my experience because she helped facilitate it. That's all I can say. But what I can say is this, and this may give you a hint as to what I've got up my sleeve. When I bought my airfare, it was $188.
That's round trip?
Round trip. I'm not even going to tell you if it's domestic or international. I'm just telling you what it was. The 3 days later, a friend of mine said, "Ooh, I would do that too." And I said, "Let me see what I can do." By that time, it was $310. She then said, "Let me think about it." She called me on Labor Day and said, "You know, if it's $310, I might still do it." It's $430. Now it's $430. I got it for $188. So I'm now looking back saying, whoa, I did the right thing. I'm glad I did that. Now, it drove my decision as to where I was going, quite frankly, when I found this really good airfare. But if you see something and it sounds legit and you're buying just an airline ticket, go for it. If you need assistance, this is where you bring the travel agent into play. This is where you call 866-GO-FOX-GO and say, I saw this online. Is this legit? Because, of course, whenever there is any kind of trouble in the world, aka a pandemic, the scammers are out there. So now we're hearing about people who are getting taken because it sounds like such a good deal, and then they give them their credit card and it's a scam. So again, if you are looking at packaging something, you're finding a round trip air with transfers and an all-inclusive resort in pick a Caribbean destination or pick a Mexican destination, probably get somebody to verify that by calling a trusted travel advisor.
What about trips to Europe? Are those flights reasonable? Would you? And what about travel restrictions? Can you get to some of those countries right now?
No. So the EU is told us we're not welcome at this point in time. So that's 20-something countries that we can't even go to. Croatia, yep, that's something you could do right now. What you want to do is be super vigilant about monitoring entry requirements for every place that you might be going. Now, for example, I'm taking my family of 10 people on a canceled spring break trip from March. We've reinvented that, and we're going to the Dominican Republic. Now, we were seriously considering changing our destination over Thanksgiving because the DR was requiring a negative COVID test. And this is proving to be very difficult or somewhat challenging, let's say, for us because it had to be not older than 72 hours. So now you got to get the test, and it's got to be recent, and you've all of those kinds of things. And there's some workarounds. We can talk about various companies now that have come up with ways that you can have these tests guaranteed in 48 hours, but there's a cost involved with that, of course. But now the DR is saying we are, as of September 15th, dropping the necessity to have a negative COVID test, and we're just going to do random breath tests at the airport. And we're giving every single tourist that comes into Punta Cana Airport a blanket travel insurance policy that will cover you from the Dominican Republic government in the event that you do need to be quarantined. Now, that doesn't sound real pleasant to a lot of people. Wait a minute. What's the facility like? Where are you going to take me? My family's still going to the resort. You know, those kinds of things. But it's a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are slowly opening up. Could this change? Absolutely. Look what happened to Hawaii. They started opening up, and they regretted it because their numbers started going up, and now they've shut down again. So there's always going to be that fluidity, that volatility, that we don't know on a day-to-day basis what could cause a government to make a change. But at this point in time, you want to work with a professional who knows what those requirements are.
And Rose Gray is that professional. And if you have questions, give us a call on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. We've got a question coming up about Ireland and Dublin. That's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
All righty, Rose, we've got a question here. I don't have a name, but it says, we have some time next year between May and August, and we're thinking about traveling to Ireland, mainly Dublin, and doing tours on our own, not a group thing. When do you suggest going? Or do you have a preferred month?
Yes. My preferred month would be June or July, because there's a reason it is called the Emerald Isle, and there's a reason it's so green, is because it rains a lot. And it rains a lot in the winter, and it rains a lot up through and including spring. So I would try to stay as far away from May as possible. June, July, and August are going to be high season, and we don't know what high season is going to look like in any of the European cities. So when they say Dublin, certainly so many, 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 many things to do in Dublin. Dublin is just an absolute gem of a city. You can certainly do like the Jameson Distillery, and you can do Trinity College and go to see the Book of Kells, and you can do the Guinness Factory, and you can do a lot of fun. You can, you know, there's so many things to do in Dublin. Now, when they're saying touring on their own, do we take day trips out and come back? That's a possibility. Driving in Ireland is not as horrible as some people think it is. But by the same token, I always feel sorry for the driver, because that's the person who isn't seeing nearly as much as the passenger, because that is the one who's having to keep their eye on the road because they're on the opposite side of the road.
What about hiring a driver?
Yeah, very, very possible. That I love, love, love that concept. But we also have to think about this. If this particular texter has the time, in 7 to 8 days, you can do what we call the smile, the lower half of Ireland. You can go from Dublin to Shannon in 6 days easily. And that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the country. And then fly home from Shannon. Now, typically Shannon's going to be Shannon to Dublin, Dublin home, if you use Aer Lingus, but you could also drive back to Dublin. It's not that crazy. So that's not a big island. That's not a lot of geography to cover. And camping out in Dublin and doing day trips is one thing, but then you're probably going to miss Galway and Shannon and Limerick and all that.
Yeah, it's hard to get to the other side. Yeah. Oh, well, good advice. All right, we've got Rose Gray here. If you'd like to talk with her, we've got a line open on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Real quick, somebody said they flew a few weeks ago through several big airports, Orlando, LAX, Phoenix. Note that while total number of passengers was low, very few TSA lines open, no pre-check line operating, so it was very slow considering light volume. They had to wait 30 minutes because everybody had to take off their belts, shoes, and take out computers, and they usually use pre-checks, so they weren't too happy with that. Right. Is that what you're finding?
Yep. There's no pre-check. And so many TSA people were furloughed because if we used to be at 2+ million and now we weren't even at 100,000 in April, we're certainly going to furlough TSA people. And now they're bringing them back slowly based on these numbers. That's why they post them and that's why we watch them. But yes, so I would anticipate it, whenever there's a situation like this, I would give myself more time rather than less time, because you just want to be prepared for whatever might happen.
All right. Well, we want to ask you about the advisory levels in Mexico. And we'll do that. And also we'll get to some of your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Where are the best bargains right now? Well, Rose can tell you if you want to give us a call.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we have some calls getting in here with Rose on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. And let's go to Joanne in Menominee Falls. Hi, Joanne. You're on WTMJ.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi there. We are planning a trip to the Florida Keys with 10 adult siblings, and we were just wondering if Rose had a favorite key that she liked to go to or a favorite resort and any other activities that she could suggest. We're kind of an active group, so we were looking for some different active activities.
Well, as far as resorts are concerned, Parrot Key is my favorite. Parrot Key.
Okay.
I just love it. But I might suggest this. If you have that many people, have you considered looking at VRBO, which I've been told now I'm supposed to be calling Vrbo, because HomeAway went away, and now it's just vacation rental by owner, but we're supposed to call it Vrbo now. Anyway, have you considered that? Because that would be a 5-bedroom, and those are pretty easy to come by typically. And then you guys could all hang together. Now, do you want to all hang together? I don't know.
Well, it's fine. I mean, we like, you know, of course, we're all going to be together. But then sometimes at the end of the night, you know, people like their own space.
Yeah.
But, you know, that definitely would be an option.
Yep. So anyway, Parrot Key is my favorite. With regard to stuff to do there, it is endless. It is. I mean, I would take a look. Do you have a lot of water sport people?
Yeah, I would say probably snorkeling and hiking and, you know, even if there's tennis, playing tennis or pickleball or things like that.
Yep. So I do know that Parrot Key is going to, that has all of those things. The adventure will never stop. You could hang out on Duval Street. There is an amazing national park, which is called Dry Tortugas National Park.
Oh, I have a friend who went there. Yeah. She said it was amazing.
Yep. You can't miss that. There's an old fort there, but there's also snorkeling there as well, and it's outstanding, absolutely outstanding. You can go see the Ernest Hemingway Museum. You can go. There's a great shopping place, and you might think, oh, I don't really want to shop, but there's also restaurants and bars and things like this in the Mallory Square in Key West, which is kind of the central place to hang, which is kind of cool. There's a couple more national parks that are kind of escaping my mind, because all I could think of is Dry Tortugas. It's the only one I could think of. But there's a couple other state parks down there that offer reef snorkeling for those of people that want to do that. What my family did when we were there some years back for Christmas is we rented a boat with an actual captain on it. So we didn't have to worry about that. And then the people that wanted to could go snorkeling, and the people that wanted to just hang on the catamaran could just, you know, watch the rest of the people snorkel. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're
You've
welcome.
Given us some really good ideas, and we look forward to planning our trip.
Good. Yes, that's the most fun. Actually, 75% of the anticipation, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Joanne. Boy, that sounds like a trip I want to go on.
I know.
Okay.
Well, that's why Jeff Wagner loves it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not only because Jimmy Buffett lives there or has a place there, whatever.
All right, we've got Janice from Sussex on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. How can we help you, Janice?
Well, I just wanted to let Rose Gray know that I traveled on an airplane before her.
Oh, what? Tell us all about it.
Well, we flew from Milwaukee to Denver the week before Labor Day, and we flew Delta. Pre-check lines were open in both Milwaukee and the Denver airport.
Yay.
We had no delays. And I got to give kudos to Delta. They seat you from the back of the plane to the front.
Smart.
However, if you are first class or Delta Comfort or one of their frequent flying members, they will allow you to board early at your, you know, at your choice. That's not always announced, but it is one of their perks. And the other thing I was really impressed with is when you stepped onto the aircraft, they handed you a sanitary wipe.
Nice.
Yeah. And then everybody got a snack bag that included a water bottle and two snacks along with a sanitary, a Purell gel packet.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah. Delta did a great job.
Well, yay for Delta. For those of you maybe can remember a couple of weeks back, we had Mike Heck, our Vice President of Supplier Solutions, on, and he used to work for Delta, complete transparency, but he talked about all the airlines, and he did give a very, very high marks to Delta. So, yay. I'm glad you had a good experience.
Thanks, Giannis. We appreciate your call. And if you want to get through, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is open at 855-616-1620. I have a question here about cruising. Somebody's looking ahead to doing a
there
cruise.
You go.
And also, I want to get to these advisory levels in Mexico. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we are back, and if you want to talk to Rose, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line's open right now, 855-616-1620, and let's go to New Berlin, and we have Jackie on the line on WTMJ. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I love cruising, but I no longer have anybody to travel with, and I'm wondering what kind of information you have on NCL Studio Cabins.
Well, NCL got really smart a couple of years ago, and on a ship called the Epic, and now several of their other ships, they decided to create one deck dedicated to single travelers, solo travelers, shall we call them, who were tired of paying double for their cabin. And so, truth be told, they are small. There is no kind way to say this. They're absolutely efficient. They're probably around 100 square feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But everything you need is there. They absolutely have made it delightful. And the other thing that they have done is, rather than putting you on a deck and making you feel like a second-class citizen, they have all of those cabins opening up into a central lounge area that you get some little perks and treats and things like snacks and beverages, of course, for you, etc., that other passengers are not getting because they want you to feel like, yes, I am a solo traveler, but I'm not being mistreated.
I would think that'd be a great way to meet people, too.
It's an awesome way to meet people, and you can choose to do it or not to do it. It's completely up to you. But if you go to the NCL website, or you even just Google NCL Studio, immediately you will get pictures of what they look like. I mean, you almost feel like you have to stand at the end of the bed and dive in.
Where do these cruises go?
Oh, and the Caribbean, some of them are now going to Europe. So whatever NCL offers, these studio cabins were so well received on their first ship, the Epic, they've got them on other ships now because they realized that people like you want to travel solo. So a couple other cruise lines are starting to come up with this idea, but quite frankly, these are the people that invented it, and they're right now doing it the best.
Okay, thank you. Do you know anybody that took a solo cruise?
Yes. Actually, we have had a couple of customers who are, and actually, one of the our Brookfield customers let me know that they were Royal Caribbean fans, and they would still be, and Royal Caribbean will probably follow right along with this concept, but they were tired of paying literally double to travel by themselves, and so they took an NCL cabin, and they said they were very hesitant and skeptical and had a perfectly lovely experience.
Okay, thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
You'll have to let us know how it goes, Jackie. Thanks for your call. All right, we have Bill in Madison on WTMJ. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Rose, I have a question for you. We were scheduled to travel with Tom Faison to Hawaii in March, which was canceled. And then we rescheduled for November, which has now been canceled. I had an email yesterday from our consultant saying one of the options was a full cash refund for the land and air costs. And then a while later, there was another email from her saying the air portion of the trip is not refundable.
Right. The original email that went out was incorrect because our airline tickets are non-refundable. Now, if this helps you to make a decision, is Hawaii still in your future or no longer in your future?
At this point, no, it's not.
Okay. So literally you have 900 and some dollars worth of airline credits that are good until the end of December 2021.
If we don't use that?
Well, I would think we have a couple of options there, but I think they jumped the gun on the original information and let you know that all of that was refundable when in fact the airline tickets were bought before the pandemic. Because they were bought before March for Tom's trip. And so we're being made to follow the rules that were in place when we bought the tickets. Now, if you have unusual circumstances and you have absolutely no possible way that those are going to be used, I think what I would do is reach out to my consultant and let them know that that's what my dilemma is and let them see if there's something they can work out for you.
Okay. And the travel insurance, do we have to take care of that,
no,
or would that be canceled by Fox?
That will be canceled by Fox. And then typically what they're doing on those travel insurances is it's with AIG, which is Travel Guard. They're giving you vouchers for those. And again, do you have any travel plans for 2021 or 2022? Because that will just roll over and you can rebuy a policy using that voucher.
Okay, no, we don't have any plans right now, so...
Yeah, I think... I know that maybe you don't have specific plans, but do you have something in the back of your mind for 2021 or 2022?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, I hope you do, because we really do want to keep...
I do, too.
We really do need to keep on traveling, so let your consultant know your specific situation and see what they can work out for you.
All right, Phil. Thanks for your call. And if you want to get through to talk with Rose Yakin at Mortgage Talk and Text Lines open, 855-616-1620. We've got some questions on the text about cruising and also those travel advisories in Mexico. What's going on? We'll answer all those questions right here on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Susan from Cedarburg has been very patient waiting for her answer on the Agnet Word Talking text line. Rose, she says, we have a cruise scheduled for January off the coast of California. Do you think that's going to happen? That's question number one.
I wish I could look into my crystal ball and tell you the answer. I feel comfortable booking things now for 2021 because I feel like we're going to have this under control. But let's keep in mind, we thought this was going to be over by the 4th of July. And then we thought this was going to be over by Labor Day. And now we're talking about the end of 2021. So the only way that I can get through this is by continually having something on the books. So hopefully the questions were asked when the booking was made for the January cruise. What are my options for cancellation? We are seeing cruise bookings for 2021 skyrocketing because the cruise lines gave all of the people that they canceled for 2020 future cruise credits, and they're using them now for 2021.
Okay, well, then that kind of answers the second part of Susan's question, because she says they're thinking about booking a cruise to Alaska for next summer. Is that going to happen, and when should she book it?
Well, we have been promoting our Alaska trips for 2021 for about, say, 9 weeks now. If you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and you go to the vacation tab, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And by clicking on that and scrolling to the bottom of that page, you will find all of our Alaska offerings for 2021. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 of them. And so some of them are very full already, because remember, we had 9 departures that we at Fox had to cancel for 2020. And so those are all being moved into 2021. So we have offered that to all of the past guests. Those people who decided they wanted to take advantage of that opportunity have now rebooked or are in the process of rebooking. And so take a look at that, because wonderful information on all of them. Colleen Allsberg has got a couple of them. She's going to be doing some back-to-backs. I'm going to be doing some back-to-backs in August. So if you see the one for August 2nd through the 15th, I have now been informed that I will stay in Alaska and meet the next group that comes on the 17th of
August.
Lucky
you. Yeah. Wow.
So, I mean, I think we can only assume that everything's going to be okay for 2021 in Alaska, and that the bookings are going to be fast and furious for those people who have pent up demand and pretty much didn't get to go in 2020.
All right. I promised everybody I would ask you about the advisory levels in Mexico. What's going on with that?
So we got again, my silver lining theory is a couple of days ago, last week we announced that the government had removed the blanket level 4 travel advisory that they had put on the entire world, which says do not travel, and decided they needed to look at it country by country, and then even more so region by region. What that means is on the 8th of August, 8th of September, rather, the government, the State Department decided that the Mexico travel advisory was going to be A, lifted from a 4 to a 3, which is reconsider travel, which is, it's always between a 3 and a 2. And then they've taken that even farther, and there's 5 states where they say do not travel at all due to crime, just crime. That's, this isn't about COVID. And then there are some others that have reconsidered travel, but the Riviera Maya Cancun, which is in Quintana Roo, is not in that list. So Cancun is booming. They're doing it right, we feel. And so if you're looking for some warm weather destination this fall, that may be your opportunity.
And Rose, we have about 10 seconds left, but we don't want people to forget about the book club.
Right, absolutely. So the book club can be, you can find that on our resources tab. You will find book club. I read the book. It's a beach read. I got it done super, super quickly. And that's happening on the 29th of September. And it's a Reese Witherspoon book. And the author will be joining us.
Rose Gray, always great to have you here. You'll be back next week with Danny Clayton. And right after the news, it's Money Talk right here on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.